It's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we sit with our friends from the University of Arizona and we talk about what they're working on. I ask them their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. My name is Bridget Thumb from KXCI Community Media, and I'm joined today with Parker Geoffrey. Welcome to KXCI, Parker.
Hi. Yeah, it's so exciting to be here. My first radio interview.
Fantastic. So what do you do at the University of Arizona?
I work at the Meredith Lab here at the University of Arizona. It's at the Bio5 Institute. The main focus of our research as a group is to investigate the gas interactions between soil and the atmosphere, really looking into what they can kind of uncover about the health and composition of soil. It's dirt science, if you want to put it that way.
How does the gas get into the soil? Like, how does that happen?
I think a lot of times it's easy to forget in our busy lives that like every gram of dirt that you're stepping on, there's about a billion microbes. And what they produce and consume as a collective tends to contain a gas. We call that VOCs, or volatile organic compounds. Really what we're investigating is the intake and uptake of these gases. We're kind of witnessing this flux of gas on a large scale in the soil.
What is the application of all this data finding?
Microbes, you know, outnumber us by billions and trillions and maybe even more than that. And so what they consume and what they produce into the atmosphere, you know, has real world impacts on us, especially on things like climate change. Microbes also release CO2. In fact, I think they're some of the largest producers of CO2 out there. And when we're modifying the environment, we need to kind of understand how are these microbe communities shifting over time? And how can we respond to that?
Thank you so much for the work you're doing, Parker. That's awesome. Could you tell me a little bit about what you're specifically working on?
I specifically work on a sensor design and helping to develop a cheaper, more affordable sensor. VOCs can be quite difficult to detect when you're working on a field and, you know, moving around the soil. How are you going to properly like detect these trace gases, right, when you're interfering with things? And so we're developing these sensors called PIDs, photo ionization detectors, and I kind of work on making the samples and running the calibration tests for these types of sensors.
What do you think you're going to do after you graduate?
I actually got into environmental science research kind of out of the blue after I joined UBERC, which is the undergraduate biology research program here at the University of Arizona. And I actually plan on taking my skill sets into forensics, maybe DNA analysis.
Oh, yeah. Attention to detail.
Right. And a lot of it's trace evidence. And that's basically what I'm kind of looking for in the soil, trace evidence of microbial life. So it kind of overlaps in some ways.
Do you ever listen to music?
Yeah, a little bit of an old school, like the 70s and the 80s, maybe more the 80s than anything else. Supertramp and Electric Light Orchestra. Big fans of the kind of British new wave punk.
Good stuff. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming to KXCI and being on Thesis Thursday today, Parker. It was really great talking with you.
Yeah, of course. I'm really excited to see if people are interested in things. And just in general, undergraduate research is so important, and I'm glad we can kind of talk about more niche topics like dirt science.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.